With sudden fury, Estragon starts kicking Lucky, hurling abuse at him as he does so. But he hurts his foot and moves away limping and groaning. Lucky stirs. Estragon sits down on the mound and tries to take off his boot. But he soon desists and disposes himself for sleep, his arms on his knees and his head on his arms.
What's gone wrong now?
My friend has hurt himself.
And Lucky?
So it is he!
What?
It is Lucky!
I don't understand.
And you are Potso!
Certainly I am Potso.
The same as yesterday?
Yesterday?
We met yesterday. Do you not remember?
I don't remember having met anyone yesterday. But tomorrow I won't remember having met anyone today, so don't count on me to enlighten you.
But...
Enough! Up, pig!
You were bringing him to the fair to sell him. You spoke to us. He danced. He thought. You had your sight.
As you please, let me go. Up!
He's getting up.
He'd better.
He's picking up his bags. No, he's all set. Where do you go from here?
No concern of mine.
How changed you are.
On! Whip! Rope!
What is there in the bag?
Sand. On!
Don't go yet.
I'm going.
What do you do when you fall far from help?
We wait till we can get up, then we go on. On!
Before you go, tell him to sing.
Who?
Lucky.
To sing?
Yes. Or to think. Or to recite.
But he's dumb.
Dumb?
Dumb. He can't even groan.
Dumb? Since when?
Have you not done tormenting me with your accursed time? It's abominable. When? One day. Is that not enough for you? One day, like any other day. One day he went dumb. One day I went blind. One day we'll go deaf. One day we were born, one day we shall die. The same day, the same second. Is that not enough for you? They give birth astride of a grave. The light gleams an instant. Then it's night once more. On!
Potso and Lucky go. Vladimir follows them, stops, looks after them. Then he goes towards Estragon, contemplates him a moment, then shakes him awake.
Why will you never let me sleep?
I felt lonely.
I was dreaming I was happy.
That passed the time.
I was dreaming that...
Don't tell me! I wonder, is he really blind?
Blind? Who?
Potso.
Blind?
He told us he was blind.
Well, what about it?
It seemed to me he saw us.
He dreamt it. Let's go. We can't. Are you sure it wasn't him?
Who?
Godo.
But who?
Potso.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
I suppose I might as well get up. Oh, Dee Dee!
I don't know what to think anymore.
My feet! Help me!
Was I sleeping while the others suffered? Am I sleeping now? Tomorrow when I wake, or think I do, what shall I say of today? That with Estragon, my friend... At this place, until the fall of night, I waited for Godo. That Potso passed with his carrier, and that he spoke to us. Probably. But in all that, what truth will there be?
Estragon, having struggled with his boots in vain, dozes off again. Vladimir stares at him.
He'll know nothing. He'll tell me about the blows he received, and I'll give him a carrot. Astride of a grave and a difficult birth. Down in the hole, lingeringly, the gravedigger puts on the forceps. We have time to grow old. The air is full of our cries. But habit is a great deadener. At me, too, someone is looking. Of me, too, someone is saying, he is sleeping. He knows nothing. Let him sleep on. I can't go on. What have I said?